It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Say, let me ask you a question. Have you ever felt like the entire world is against you? Have you ever just felt really down? Well, many people have felt that way, and depression, for many folks, is something that, well, let's face it, some people think you really need help. You need to go to the psychiatrist, or you need to take a pill. Well, first of all, let me say this, that it's important to distinguish between various kinds of depression. There is depression that results from people being irresponsible and failing to do what God has told them to do. Well, this is the kind of depression that I would like to discuss with you. Well, notice also that depression can also stem, at least in part, from physical causes such as a chemical imbalance of the brain, the thyroid gland not functioning properly, and so forth. It's important in dealing with depression to first seek to rule out any physical causes. And in doing this, it may be necessary to consult with a qualified physician. You see, very often, a person's state of depression stems from his failure to obey God. The Word of God makes it clear that obedience is the key to happiness, implying, of course, that disobedience is the key to unhappiness. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. Psalm chapter 112, verse 1. We read in Luke chapter 11, verses 27 and 28, the Bible says, "And it came to pass, as he spake these things, a certain woman of the company lifted up her voice and said unto him, Blessed is the womb that bare thee, and the paps which thou hast sucked. But he said, Yea, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it." John chapter 13 and verse 17 says, "If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them." Well, let's look at depression for the next few moments. What is depression? Well, depression is a state of feeling sad. You ever felt that way? Depression is the state of feeling down. How about there? Depression is the state of feeling gloomy. Depression is the state of feeling low in spirits. In other words, discouraged. Did you ever feel like this? I feel as though a dark cloud has settled over me. Have you ever felt like that? Well, notice we look to the Word of God, and first I think of Cain in the Old Testament. Cain was the world's first baby. Adam and Eve's firstborn was named Cain, the son. Genesis 4, chapter 1. Chapter 4 and verse 1 says, "And Adam knew Eve his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord." Well, then Adam and Eve became sinners. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 17 says, "But of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." Well, we keep reading in Genesis chapter 3, verses 6 through 7. It says, "And when the woman saw that the tree," now she was, you know, they were told not to eat of this tree. "And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons." Well, Cain was born a sinner. Psalm 51 and verse 5 says, "Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." Now, this is not speaking of Cain as such, although it is. It's speaking of mankind. "Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." People are born into sin when they come into this world. You mean God sends babies to hell? No. No, there's such a thing as the age of accountability. God sends no one to hell. You see, when a man or a woman comes to the age of accountability, that child comes to the age of accountability, then they're responsible for making a decision, either the right decision or the wrong decision. God sends no one to hell. People are responsible for themselves. God says there is a way that you can go to heaven. Well, there's man's way and God's way. When Adam and Eve sinned, they tried to cover their shame and sinfulness. According to, we've already read this in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 7. They made their own covering by the work of their own hands. But God rejected this fig leaf covering. And there are ways today that people try to cover up their sinfulness and shame. Some think by helping the needy, giving money to a church, saying Hail Marys to a woman who was a sinner, not the mother of God, going to church, so forth and so on. Some people think they go to heaven that way. Well, man's way is always wrong. Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 12 says, There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. God's way is always right. Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 22, Look unto me, God says, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. And then we go to the New Testament in John chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. It says, And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Verse 21 of that same chapter, John chapter 3, says, Unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothe them. There was nothing they could do to please God. In other words, to go to heaven after they had sinned, it took God to prepare those coats, the skins. They could do nothing to work their way to heaven, and man can't do it today. God clothed Adam and Eve with coats of skins, according to what we've read, and God was teaching our first parents something very important. What's that? That man cannot cover himself. God must cover and clothe man. An innocent substitute must be you must have shed blood and die. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22 says, And without shedding of blood, there is no remission. What about offerings to God? You can read Genesis chapter 4, verses 1 through 5. And let me ask you a question. You can read that, but do you think Adam and Eve ever told their sons about the fig leaves and the coats of skins? Well, Cain was a tiller of the ground. He was a farmer. Abel was a keeper of sheep. He was a shepherd. Cain's offering was fruit of the ground. His offering was vegetables. Abel's offerings was the firstlings of his flock. He brought the best of the best, the fat thereof, according to Genesis chapter 4 and verse 4. Well, and remember now, Abel was another son of Adam and Eve. God accepted Abel's offering and rejected Cain's. In Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 4, it says, By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. Well, Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 4 says, Abel's offering was by faith, implying that Cain's, when we look at Cain's offering, it was not by faith. Well, God must have instructed Adam and Eve and their sons as to what kind of sacrifice would be pleasing to him. By faith, Abel obeyed the instructions he had received and brought the right kind of offering, but Cain did not. Suppose you were Cain. Even though you were a farmer and not a shepherd, what would you have done so that you could bring the right kind of offering? Do you think Abel would have traded a sheep for some fruits and vegetables? I believe he would. Well, notice Cain's depression. When God rejected Cain's offering, two things happened. Cain was very wroth, according to Genesis chapter 4 and verse 5. He was angry. He was all burned up. Well, Cain's countenance, his face fell, according to Genesis chapter 4 and verse 5. Well, this means that he was sad and depressed. He felt terrible. Verse 5 of Genesis 4 says, But unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. This is God. He had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. He was mad at God. Well, this might have been Cain's attitude. I feel terrible. This might have been what he was saying inside. I feel terrible. But when did this happen to me? Well, if Cain had brought the right offering, he would not have been depressed. He did wrong, and therefore he felt bad. To do badly is to feel badly. Wrong actions result in wrong feelings. Feeling bad does not fix the wrong. Well, what's God's cure? God spoke to Cain right away, and God showed him that it was not necessary to be angry, and it was not necessary to be depressed. Genesis chapter 4, verses 6 through 7, it says, "And the Lord said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth? And why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him." Speaking of sin. Well, God said to Cain, if thou doest well, in other words, do right, shalt thou not be accepted? Well, in other words, Cain, if you do well, if you do right, will not your face be lifted up? Cain's face had fallen, according to the verse we just read, but God gave Cain the cure for a fallen face. God told him how he could get a facelift. But what must Cain do in order to have his face lifted up? In other words, to come out of his depression. It was to do things God's way. God was saying, if you do well, you will feel well. The key to feeling well is very simple. To feel well, a person must live well. Depression is not some strange power that suddenly overcomes a person. If this were true, then there would be nothing we could do about it. God told Cain that there was something he could do about it. In other words, he said, do well. Well, Cain had a downward spiral. This is how he felt. He went down, down, and down. He went deeper and deeper into sin, and Cain refused to do well. He felt depressed. He felt terrible. He brought the wrong offering. He was angry, and we know that he murdered his brother. He lied. David was in a downward spiral, but stopped this downward spiral by confessing, by confession and repentance. Psalm 51 and verse 1 says, "Have mercy upon me, O God." This is David speaking. "According to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions." Psalm 32 and verse 5, I acknowledge my sin, David said, unto thee, and my iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin, Selah. Feelings oftentimes control us. Most people are led and controlled by their feelings and emotions, and this can be disastrous. When asked, why did you do that? The common answer is because I felt like it. Every day is filled with many decisions that must be made on the basis of obedience to God rather than following one's feelings. There is much that we do that we do not feel like doing. Well, there's two ways to live, and that's by feelings and by faith. The Bible says, for by faith we come to Jesus Christ and we receive him as our Lord and Savior. For by grace through faith you're saved. There's no other way. It's not the works of righteousness which we have done, but it's according to his mercy that he saved us. You want to get out of that depression, saved person? Then you turn to God and you let him take care of that depression. You do what God wants you to do. Get on the right side. In other words, you're already saved. Now you need to act like it. And I'm not talking about putting on a front. I'm talking about letting God take care of the problems within your life. Turn to him. If you're not saved, you need to turn to God now. And you need to say, Lord, forgive me. I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. Please, come into my heart and save me.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.